Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
This is continuing coverage of United States versus Sean Diddy Combs from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
There are a few moments more uncomfortable than watching someone read their own text messages aloud in a federal courtroom, especially when those texts are about things like sex parties, jealousy, and trying to keep a volatile relationship from exploding. But that's exactly what happened today as Cassie Ventura returned to tell it. He witnessed stand facing off against Sean Diddy Combs' legal team in one of the most combative cross-examinations this trial has seen yet. It was a sharp shift from the emotional, often tearful, direct testimony we heard from Ventura earlier in the week. Today she was composed, no visible breakdowns, no trembling voice, just Cassie seated in the witness box, calmly but firmly pushing back as the defense tried to weaponize her past words and maybe even her former self against her. Right out of the gate, defense attorney Anna Estevao came in swinging. No warm-up, no soft questions. She began with the text messages, hundreds of them, exchanged between Ventura and Combs over their 11-year relationship. They weren't just talking about what to get for dinner or which red carpet to walk. These were the kinds of messages that don't usually see the light of day, let alone get read aloud under oath. Some messages painted a picture of intimacy. Combs calling Ventura baby girl, telling her how much he loved her, and her replying in kind. Others were far more explicit. There were texts about being always ready to freak off, about missing a session before a trip, about craving the sexual chaos that's come to define this trial's most disturbing allegations. It wasn't subtle. At times, it was almost clinical in its detail, and Ventura had to read her half of those messages in front of a full courtroom. Jurors, press, spectators, and the man she says abused and trafficked her. The defense's point was clear. If she was so horrified by these freak-offs, why did she sound so into them? Why did she initiate? Why did she use affectionate language? It was an attempt to dismantle her credibility by using her own digital footprint. But Ventura didn't flinch. She didn't try to deny the messages. She owned them, but said they didn't mean what the defense wanted them to mean. She told the court, those were just words. Things she said to maintain the illusion, to keep Combs from exploding, to make him feel in control so she wouldn't suffer the consequences. It wasn't desire. It was diplomacy. It was survival. And then the defense turned the screws even tighter. They introduced messages from later in the same conversations where Ventura told Combs she felt grimy and dirty afterward. that her body ached, that she didn't want to do it again. The subtext became text. Suddenly, those earlier flirty messages weren't standing on their own. They were part of a larger, darker arc, one that included self-loathing, pressure, and emotional whiplash. Jurors leaned forward. One woman shook her head. A few jotted notes like they were afraid to forget anything. Even without dramatic outbursts or emotional meltdowns, the room was thick with tension. Because this wasn't just about sex, it was about power. Who had it, who wielded it, and who was trying to claw it back, even in retrospect. The defense wasn't done. They wanted more cracks in Ventura's narrative. They brought up her jealousy over Kim Porter, Combs' longtime partner, and the mother of several of his children. Ventura admitted it bothered her when Combs spent holidays with Porter. She admitted she was jealous, the implication being, maybe this wasn't about abuse, maybe it was about resentment. They pushed further. In 2011, Ventura had a secret romantic connection with rapper Kid Cudi. She kept a burner phone to talk to him behind Combs' back. That detail wasn't just salacious. It was strategic. It made her seem sneaky, capable of hiding things, potentially, according to the defense, capable of manipulating the truth now, just as she allegedly did then. And then came the moment that felt pulled out of a gossip blog, but landed with the weight of federal evidence, the Michael B. Jordan question. The defense asked who Combs thought Ventura was seeing while filming Honey 3 in South Africa. She answered plainly, Michael B. Jordan. She said she wasn't there to see how Combs reacted because by that point she'd already blocked his calls. The defense didn't elaborate much on that moment, but the point had been made. Jealousy, secrecy, and tangled romantic dynamics were part of this story, and they were using every thread they could find to suggest Ventura's perspective might be colored by more than just victimhood. But here's what stood out most about Ventura's testimony today. It wasn't the content of what she said, it was how she said it. Even while reading the most invasive, graphic, or emotionally fraught messages, she didn't crumble. She didn't act. She just answered. And sometimes that says more than the message itself. She told the jury over and over again that what looked like consent on a screen was really coercion in real life. That saying, I'm always ready in a text, didn't mean she was emotionally or physically ready. It meant she knew what would happen if she said no. It meant she was trying to get through the night, the trip, the week, with as little fallout as possible. Combs, meanwhile, appeared unfazed. He sat at the defense table with his legs crossed, flipping through post-it notes, occasionally smiling or chatting with his attorneys. At one point, during a break, he even turned to the press gallery and asked, "How you doing?" Like this wasn't a day of graphic sexual text recitals and emotional warfare, like this wasn't his trial for sex trafficking. There were no new witnesses today, no new bombshell filings or surprise rulings, just hours of methodical cross-examination, surgical, but not subtle. This was the defense's main event, their best shot at unraveling the prosecution's case by focusing on Ventura herself, not what happened to her. Not what she says Combs did, but how she described it back then, and whether the jury believes that then and now are two different realities or just two different performances. The second day of Ventura's cross-examination shifted the courtroom lens from texts and lovers to pills, powder, and the precarious balance of control, both personal and legal. From the moment court resumed, the focus wasn't on affection or emotional fallout, it was chemistry, literally. Ventura testified openly about what substances played a role in their relationship, detailing years marked by heavy use of opioids, ecstasy, MDMA, and cocaine. It wasn't painted as a party scene. It wasn't framed as two high-profile celebrities living lavishly. It was a slow-motion spiral, with Ventura describing the toll it took on her body and mind, and on Diddy himself. According to Ventura, Combs wasn't just a recreational user. He was, in her words, addicted. She recounted one incident that took place in 2012 at the Playboy Mansion. Combs had reportedly collapsed and was hospitalized. At the time, TMZ and other outlets chalked it up to an extreme migraine. But in court, Ventura clarified that it wasn't a headache. It was an opioid overdose. No euphemisms. No ambiguity. She said what happened was serious, and it wasn't a one-time scare. From there, the courtroom waded even deeper into the murkier waters of addiction and control. Ventura described how Combs would monitor her drug use, not to protect her, but to dictate it. If she took anything without telling him, she said he would explode. Not out of concern, but out of rage. She shared that at one point, he even instructed drug dealers in Los Angeles to stop selling to her. That wasn't an act of compassion. That was ownership. But the trial isn't about drug abuse. It's about sex trafficking, coercion, and violence. So the question became, how do the chemicals connect to control? The answer started to emerge as the conversation circled around one key night in March 2016. Ventura had previously testified that she was physically assaulted by Combs at the Intercontinental Hotel in Los Angeles after what she called a freak-off session. That night is central to the prosecution's narrative. It's backed up by hotel surveillance footage showing Combs dragging Ventura down a hallway, barefoot and partially clothed. But today, the defense wanted to explore what happened before the cameras started rolling. Defense attorney Ana Estevao introduced a new theory. What if the violent behavior that night was triggered by bad drugs, specifically a bad batch of MDMA, not a calculated assault, but a drug-induced incident? The prosecution objected to the line of questioning. It invited speculation, they said, but Judge Arun Subramanian overruled. He allowed it. Ventura was asked directly whether she believed the MDMA they'd taken that night was tainted. Her answer was simple: I have no idea. It was a quick exchange, but a telling one. The defense was probing for anything that could complicate the image of intent. If the drugs were bad, maybe the violence wasn't fully under Combs' control, but the moment fizzled. Ventura didn't give them what they were looking for, and the narrative didn't bend. The conversation then veered toward the stranger rumors that have hovered around this trial, thanks in part to unrelated lawsuits and social media echo chambers. One of the more bizarre allegations involves claims that baby oil used during these sex parties was spiked with sedatives, specifically GHB. Ventura shut that down. She confirmed that, yes, baby oil was used, and yes, she would warm it up. But that's it. No drugs, no chemical cocktails, just oil. It may not have cleared the air completely, but it did eliminate at least one layer of conspiracy theory from the courtroom. Back to the March 2016 hotel incident. Estevao presented texts Ventura had sent Combs just before the encounter. In them, she expressed excitement about seeing him and even mentioned wanting to freak off. On paper, the messages seemed playful, voluntary, suggestive of consent, but Ventura explained that these were the same patterns she'd described earlier, appeasement language. She wanted to avoid an argument. She wanted to prevent a blow-up. So she said what she thought he wanted to hear. She testified that Combs had asked her over and over to participate in a freak-off that weekend, and she eventually gave in. She didn't want to. She didn't feel up to it. But she did it anyway, because that was the calculation she had learned to make. Keep him calm. Keep it moving. Get through it. Combs, meanwhile, was allegedly careful about when and how he used drugs during these sessions. Ventura told the court he sometimes avoided getting too high beforehand, not out of restraint, but to maintain enough control for things to go the way he wanted. The implication was chilling. If you're sober enough to plan, you're sober enough to dominate. And then there was the optics battle happening around the courtroom itself. Judge Subramanian wasn't just listening, he was orchestrating. As the defense's cross-examination dragged on, he got visibly irritated. At one point, he reminded Estevao and her team that the prosecution's direct examination of Ventura took about a day and a half. The defense, he said, would get the same, no more, no sprawling fishing expeditions, no games, just ask what you need to ask and move on. "You had to know this was coming," the judge snapped. "In what universe did you not understand this is what was going to happen?" The message was clear. If your plan was to bury this witness under hours of misdirection, you're going to run out of runway. The rest of the day moved in fits and starts. The jury remained locked in, some visibly affected by the material, others stone-faced, processing it in silence. There were no new witnesses, no new rulings beyond the evidentiary calls that shaped the day's flow. Ventura stayed in the hot seat, answering questions, clarifying timelines, and reasserting that consent, at least in her experience, was never as simple as what it looked like in a message thread. And when the judge finally dismissed the jury for the day. Ventura was still on the stand, still navigating the defense's minefield of texts, drugs, and insinuations, what the jurors took away from it all, how they're stitching together control, chemistry, and power in this case, isn't something we'll know yet. But what's becoming clearer by the day is that this trial isn't just about what happened in hotel rooms or at parties. It's about how every layer, intimate, emotional, chemical, legal, was used to control or contest control. And while the messages might have been today's evidence, the silence in that courtroom after each answer said just as much.
The neighborhood was picture perfect. Manicured lawns, kids riding bikes, friendly smiles exchanged over white picket fences. And then there was him, the guy who never made eye contact, the one who only left his house at night, dragging black trash bags to the curb, bags that sometimes twitched. He's just a little odd, they said, just keeps to himself until the smell started. Until the missing pets turned into missing people. Until someone finally had the nerve to peek inside that basement window. And if they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi ad-free. And before everyone else, they could have recognized the warning signs. They could have gotten out. But they didn't. And now, they're part of the next episode. Don't make the same mistake. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone.
Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2. Your second line simplified.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to tracemineralsmg.com and feel the difference minerals make.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at tracemineralsmg.com.